Busted Pencils presents A Few Simple Questions, Guiding Students Through Anti-Democratic Rhetoric. On September 17, 2020, President Trump delivered a speech at the White House Conference on American History. His rhetoric was simple: degrade and delegitimize the teaching of real history and promote the patriotic indoctrination story of American exceptionalism. While many of us were and are distraught and professionally concerned about the future of teaching and learning under such uninformed idealism, we also have an opportunity to use this moment to teach. Let's deconstruct the president's vision of a past that never was and engage students in research and promote a dialogue about the human right to learn. Censorship, propaganda, and threats are dangerous. Let's dig in and deconstruct the harmful and threatening rhetoric. That is our civic duty.
We must clear away the twisted web of lies in our schools and classrooms and teach our children the magnificent truth about our country. We want our sons and daughters to know that they are the citizens of the most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
What evidence did President Trump use to assert that America is the most exceptional nation in the history of the world?
Yet as we gather this afternoon, a radical movement is attempting to demolish this treasured and precious inheritance. We can't let that happen. In order to radically transform America, they must first cause Americans to lose confidence in who we are, where we came from, and what we believe.
We and they. Who is included in the we President Trump is referring to? Who is the they President Trump is referring to?
2 months ago, the left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. As many of you testified today, the left-wing rioting and mayhem are the direct result of decades of left-wing indoctrination in our schools. It's gone on far too long. Our children are instructed from propaganda tracks like those of Howard Zinn that try to make students ashamed of their own history. The left has warped, distorted, and defiled the American story with deceptions, falsehoods, and lies.
What exactly is a left-wing revolution, and why is it out to get the American Revolution? Define propaganda. Who was Howard Zinn?
Students in our universities are inundated with critical race theory. This is a Marxist doctrine holding that America is a wicked and racist nation, that even young children are complicit in oppression, and that our entire society must be radically transformed. Critical race theory is being forced into our children's schools.
Define critical race theory. What are the attributes of a Marxist doctrine?
The 1619 Project and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda, ideological poison that, if not removed, will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together, will destroy our country.
What happened in 1619? Define crusade and describe the word's origin.
That is why it is so urgent that we finally restore patriotic education to our schools. Today, I'm also pleased to announce that I will soon sign an executive order establishing a national commission to promote patriotic education It will be called the 1776 Commission.
What is patriotic education, and why do we need a 1776 Commission?
It will encourage our educators to teach our children about the miracle of American history.
How will teachers be encouraged to teach the miracle of American history?
With the help of everyone here today, the legacy of 1776 will never be erased. Our heroes will never be forgotten. Our youth will be taught to love America with all of their heart and all of their soul.
And finally, how will we know that the youth of America loves America with all of its heart and all of its soul? Busted Pencils thanks you for watching. Now it's time to teach. Patriotic indoctrination is the real threat to the teaching and learning of history. Go bust some pencils.